But we're talking about the road ahead. And all of us are on some sort of road today. And we've gone through a process and we're going through a learning period. And I want you to know that we're going to make it. And today's lesson is going to be based on build it bold. Everybody say, build it bold. By that I mean as a subtopic, don't just dream it, build it. Don't just dream it, build it. You see, we cannot allow fear. Fear is, the song says, fear is a liar. Fear will destroy you. Now, I'm going to take my time here for a little bit because y'all don't want to rush out in that weather anyway. Fear, if you allow it, it will help you to shrink your destiny. You'll shrink your destiny. So what we have to do is keep moving forward. We have to keep approaching what God wants us to do and allow God to take the wheel of our life. We hear that statement, let Jesus take the wheel. We really need to let God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, take that wheel. Why? Why would we do that? Because the God who called you, say the God who called me, is also the one that will make a way. Are you catching that? He will make a way where there seems to be no way. And I add something that I used to say, and others have said it too. See it, believe it, and then be it. See it, believe it, and then be it. Nothing can stop you as long as you walk in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever He said came to pass. Now, if that's true, we have power. Because He said we would receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. So we've got power, real power. But I want to talk about dreams, because dreams without actions stay as hashtags. What do you mean by that? It means the dream that if you never take steps toward it, will stay as nothing more than a catchy phrase. It's just a catchy phrase. It's just a statement. It's just a post. It's just something that you talk about, but you never experience. A catchy phrase, but never experience. I don't know how you feel, but I'd much rather experience it than just think about it. But everybody has dreams. How many people have dreams in here today? Everybody has dreams. Everybody likes to post a vision. Go to social media. Everybody likes to post a vision. And everybody talks about, this is something really gets me. They all talk about one day. One day. And sooner or later, you're going to run out of those one days. You see, faith isn't proven by what we post or what we say. It's proven by what we build. You know, you could admire blueprints. Some of you are builders in here. Some of you understand blueprints. You can admire blueprints all day long. Look at them. Think about them. But blueprints don't move. Now catch this. Blueprints don't move until you pick up a tool. You have to pick up a tool. You have to put the tool in the hand, or the dream stays a dream. The vision stays a vision. The hope is just a hope. This message today is for every person who has a dream. And you've already raised your hand. It's for everybody that has a dream from God but hasn't started it. You had a dream, but you've not started it. It's every person who's waiting on, here's the word, it's every person that's waiting on someday. Someday over the rainbow. Someday. Everybody say someday. Someday. And I say, not someday, but build it today. Demonstrate it today. Walk in it today. That's what I want. That's what God wants. This message is for every person. It doesn't matter who you are. It applies to me. It applies to us all. For every person who's afraid to start building. Every person that's afraid to build because of what might go wrong. I don't want to do it because something might go wrong. I don't want to step out because I might not make it. But today, right now, Jesus is calling you to build it bold. You can't get it told till you build it bold. And that's just a fact. I could be a rapper, you know that? I'm thinking about it. But I want to take you to Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 7th verse. Hebrews 11, 7. These will be our foundational scriptures. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen yet, notice it wasn't seen yet, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By faith, he condemned the world. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. We'll talk about that in a moment. Remember that verse. Heir that comes by faith. Matthew 7:24 tells a little story. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, now this is Jesus talking. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation, everybody say foundation, had its foundation on the rock. But, here comes that but. But everyone who hears these words of mine, this is Jesus talking, and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Every dream God gives requires, doesn't matter who you are, every dream requires a proper foundation, a blueprint, and bold obedience. Did you hear that? Stay with that. Foundation, a blueprint, which we have in the Word of God, and bold obedience. It's not just in emotional excitement. There's a lot of people get emotionally excited and get nothing accomplished. It's not just in hype. You can hype something up so much until you have nothing else to hype about. It's not in just potential. I know a lot of people that had potential but never did anything with it. Have you ever noticed known anybody like that? Oh, tremendous potential. They said, man, that football player had tremendous potential. One of them was Johnny, whatever his name was. Johnny Manziel. Thank you, sir. Johnny Manziel had phenomenal potential. He was Mr. Football. But what did he do with it? Nothing. He wasted it away. It's not just then in wishing, because a lot of people wish. I can wish with the best of them, can't you? I can wish and wish and wish and wish, and that gets you nowhere. It's only in when it is built. And before you can build anything that's going to be substantial or is going to last, in life, it doesn't matter if it's dreams, it's businesses, it's marriages, or families. Watch this. You need to understand a truth in scriptures that echoes. You'll hear it all through the scriptures. What is that? Jesus. So I can't say his name enough because it's fact. Jesus is the rock you must build on. You can't build on anything other than Jesus Christ if you're going to live this life the way he's calling you to walk in the Spirit. Amen? So Jesus is the rock you build on. Jesus is the way you walk in. You walk in Jesus. And Jesus is the blueprint that you have to follow. There is no other blueprint but Jesus Christ. But now let me say this. Thought about this yesterday. The modern church, most churches, the modern church has done away with Jesus. We don't need Jesus anymore. We don't need the cross anymore. We don't want to talk about the blood anymore. That's too gory. But what Jesus went through was gory. And as I say to him every day, Jesus, you are my hero because I know I could not have done what you did. There's no way. But the modern church has done away with all that, all the effectiveness of the cross, of the blood, of what he accomplished on that day. And what have we put in its place, Jason? Let me tell you what we've put in its place. We've put into it some very smooth and slick motivational speakers. Oh, I like motivation, and I could go on the circuit right now and become a motivational speaker. But God didn't call me to be a motivational speaker. He called me to raise people up in his spirit and truth. And you can't be raised up in spirit and in truth if you don't build on solid foundation. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other is just sinking sand. So we've substituted, Terry, we've substituted the Jesus we know and the hero we love. We've substituted for motivational ideas and for entertainment. That's what the church is all about. I'm going to go to a church where I can be entertained. I don't want entertainment. I want the power and the demonstration of the blood of Jesus Christ at work in my life. You don't need a motivational speaker today. You need the Holy Ghost to turn your life around. It's only the Holy Ghost that'll get you off drugs, that'll get you off alcoholism, that'll cure that cancer, that'll take care of that diabetes, that'll destroy that lupus, that'll destroy those things that have tried to destroy you. Only Jesus Christ. You say, man, you're kind of upset today. I'm not upset. I just been with him this week. So I know what I'm talking about. It's only through Jesus Christ that we live, that we move, that we have our being. We can't do it through motivational speeches. We can't do it through entertainment. Entertainment has its place. But I'm going to tell you, there's a time where the church must once again be built on the Word. There is no replacement for the power. Let me say it again. There is no replacement for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can try to put pseudo things in there, but it won't work. Joy doesn't come to me because I just watch an entertainer. You can be entertained for 15, 20, 30 minutes or an hour. But when you walk out, the entertainment stays there. It doesn't go in your heart. But when Jesus touches you, everything changes. Turn to somebody and say, when he touches you, everything changes. Now, I understand this. When the Lord gives us instructions sometimes, or directions sometimes, it doesn't work out in our rational minds. We can't conceive it. We can't think about it. And I said that to the Lord this morning. He said, well, here's the problem. It's not your idea, it's mine. It's not your thoughts, it's mine. So you're not going to be able to conceive it or rationalize it. There's things that are not rational. We'll talk about those in a minute. It's just not rational to believe in God. Sometimes it's not rational to come to church like you had to come today through all the fog. It's not rational to give unto the Lord, but why should I do that when the economy seems to be struggling? Well, I'm going to tell you, that's the best time to do it, because when you plant the seed in tough times, that means there's going to be a great harvest. That's just fact. I don't care who you are. It works for me. It works for you. It works for everyone. Has it worked for anybody else in here? I know. Oh, you don't have to say it. I know God has blessed you. There's people in here that are blessed. You just don't even realize. We're blessed to be birthed and have a place in the United States of America. I'll get off that. He said, if you understand, it's not your way that you've got to worry about. It's my way. It's the way that I do things. You see, Noah built an ark when it didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense to build an ark. You have to know the history and understand that God told him to build something he had never seen. Nobody had seen one before. Build it. Something he'd never seen. And then for a storm that had never happened. They never saw a storm. Why? Because the earth was covered with a deep mist, and that's the way everything was watered. There was no storms at that time. It was just a perfect place for growing things. He had to build a boat and a ship with materials he had never used. He never needed to use them. Maybe there's some things that you're going to have to do that you've never used before, but God's going to use those things in your life. That's good stuff right there. And then he's building a boat in a time when people thought he was absolutely insane. He was crazy. And I'm going to tell you, when you step out in faith and do what God's asking you to do, somebody's going to say, you're nuts. They told me that when I started building that church on Hurt Road. You're crazy. You're nuts. You'll never do it. But I did it. We did it. They told me here in the last few months and years, well, you're nuts doing what you're doing now. Now ain't nobody going to follow you. That's what they told me. I had preachers tell me when I started to make this move. They said, well, you can do it, but nobody's going to follow you. I said, watch. I said, God will send a group of people that truly wants the word. That truly wants to be changed. That wants to be reinforced through his spirit. Now, there's a lot of people going to fall off, Gerald. They're going to fall off. They're going to fall away. Because even the Bible says in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. So we know that's going to happen. But the truth of the matter is, what about those that don't fall, Keyshawn? What about those that stick to it? I believe the ones that stick to it is going to see the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Come on, give the Lord a hand. We're going to see his miracle working power. But see, in Noah's life, faith, he moved this way. Faith doesn't wait for proof. If you're going to wait for proof, you're going to be waiting for a long time and never get nothing. Faith doesn't wait for proof. It moves on God's word and only on his word. Can you imagine Noah, just for a moment, put yourself in his place. Noah trying to convince the world of his day that rain was coming and that rain was going to destroy when rain was not even a concept. They didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't even know what he was talking about. But God did. But what did Noah do? Can anybody help me? He built anyway. Even though it didn't make sense, he couldn't even define what was happening. All he knew is that God said it, he believed it, he accepted it, and he was about to see it. Amen? But Noah built anyway. And I've heard people, you know, I've always been in business ever since I was a young man. Now I'm just 37 years old, but, and everybody laughs when I say that, and I don't understand why. But think about this. I've invested in things before, and people thought, you're crazy. What are you doing that for? But think for a moment. There are some of you that are in businesses like this where you go and invest in a piece of property, and people think it's foolish. That's nuts. That makes no sense until you invest in a property, it doesn't make sense until a boom comes. I know a fellow that bought some property up in Maryland, and it was, I thought it was ridiculous at the time. I didn't look like much to me, but now that what don't look much to me now is going to equate in about $35 million, $40 million. Because what looked like wasteland, they need dirt from that property. That's going to bring in not only the sale of the property, but the dirt that's coming off of it. It's going to net a lot of money. It looked crazy, but God can use it. God can use that. Can God do that for you? If he did it for them, he can do it for him or her. God can do it. Understand, Noah was building during a spiritual downturn. It was in wicked times, wicked people. He was building in a downturn. When do you think God wants you to build? In the downturn. Why? Because he's trying to prove himself, show himself mighty. But even though it was a downturn, Pat, he trusted God and kept on working, kept on building. So what would you say to that? Your obedience today. Say, my obedience today. My obedience today. That's important. Your obedience today is preparing you for a future God already sees. It's preparing you for a future he already sees. Something that you can walk in, something you can live in, something that you can enjoy. And I know we all have questions. I have questions. But I've gotten to a point with God, I just don't question anymore. I say, God, you know what? If I don't have a car, I'll get another one. If I don't have a house, I'll get another one. If I don't have no friends, you'll send more. If everybody leaves me, God will send more people. See, you've got to start thinking that way. Because either God is God or he's not. Either he can or he cannot. I believe that he can. And he can bring money to you in mysterious ways. But money's not the answer to all things, Ricky. The Bible teaches us that it answers a lot of things. But let me just understand, without health, your money means nothing. Without joy, without happiness, without peace, you can have all the money in the world. I know people right now that've got everything you could ever want, and it's not enough. Because they still haven't touched the foundation, Jesus Christ. Now let's go back to the story of the builders in Matthew 7. Just for a moment, the wise builder hears the word. Then he applies the word, then he builds on the rock, and then he survives the storm, correct? The foolish builder hears the word, ignores the word, builds on sand, and it collapses under pressure. Now, follow me. You heard the two stories. The difference wasn't in the materials. They both had good materials. The difference wasn't in the weather. They both had inclement weather. They had terrible circumstances. The difference in all that was only one thing, the foundation. Everything else, if they were building side by side, you say everything looks the same. Then why is that house collapsing? Because it wasn't built on the rock. So, Jesus is the only strong foundation, strong enough for your future. It's only his foundation, it's the only thing that will undergird you. And if you're looking for something else, it just will not happen. Your dreams, say my dreams, your dreams are only as strong as what you build them on. If you build them on a career, thinking career will do it, well, guess what? That's sand. Let's just make it what it is. You build it on talent? Oh, my God. We all know about talent. Put that in the professional level in boxing or football or soccer or models. Sooner or later, it's sand. It goes away. I heard my wife was telling me about some famous actress. I won't mention her name, but she was talking about how she said, we're no commodity anymore. She said, I'm not a commodity anymore because I've gotten older, and nobody wants an older woman as an actress. Isn't that terrible? That's what they say about preachers. Don't want older preachers. My God, I want the older preachers. And let me tell you why. Not because I'm getting older. It's because we've gone through enough to learn. We've seen most of it, and we've come through most of it. And I'd rather come through the I'd rather follow a person that's been weathered and weathered the storm than somebody that's never done nothing. I'm tired of people telling me how to build a church when they never built one. Tired of people telling me how to have a family and they've never had one. Tired of people telling me how to build a business and they've never built one. Let me make my case strong. You follow things that has a proven record. So if a career will become sand, the talent becomes sand. We see that. Connections. Well, I've got connections, brother. Trust me. They're sand too. And money, oh my Lord, money truly is sand because it can leave you that quick. So there it is again. What is the rock? Jesus Christ. He's the only thing. He is the rock that cannot and will not be shaken. See, I don't pray to sand. I pray to the rock, Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives me life and hope and health. So what do we do with all this? What is God? This is for you personally. What is one thing God is calling you to build, for you to build, that will last? What's he calling you? Well, I don't know. Well, no, you need to think about it. What is God calling you to build that will last? Is it a relationship? Is it a ministry or serving? Is it a healthier lifestyle? Some of us need that. Is it a better prayer life or even having a prayer life? Is it a habit of generosity? You say, is that a habit? Oh, absolutely. Is it maybe you want to reconcile with a family member? Maybe you don't have any connection anymore with a family member that you need to straighten some things out with. Maybe it's a business, you want to develop a business that honors God. You say, man, why would I do that? I want to honor myself. There's your problem. I'm not building something to honor myself. I'm not trying to build a church to honor myself. I'm not teaching you today to honor myself. I'm here to honor Jesus Christ. Maybe it's a legacy. You're trying to develop or build a legacy for your children so they can stand on it. Something they can stand on. Listen, if my family, you say, are you jealous of your kids? Are you kidding me? I'm having my sons in ministry and all that, and I'm talking about ministry now. Are you jealous of them? Why would I be jealous when I trained them to do that? Everything they do, I taught them. Why would I be jealous? As a matter of fact, if they don't go beyond what I've done, I have failed. Am I making sense? This is important. So you have to build a legacy your children can stand on. What's one thing that keeps nudging you in the spirit? And you know it. You can't. It's something only you know. Something that's nudging in your spirit. Why is that important, Bishop? Because that's where God wants you to start. What does he keep nudging you to do? That's where you need to start. But we don't do it. Why? Well, it's a word. It's called hesitation. I preached this message 100 years ago. Hesitation will bring devastation. The other day we were driving my car and he said, go now. Well, I stutter stepped with it and I said, I'm not going to do it now because I hesitated. And I know what happens when you hesitate. You get yourself into trouble. And I will not do that. What hesitation? Because of fear of failure. Fear of failure. We covered this a couple of weeks ago. What would you do if you didn't think you could fail? Fear of failure. And every builder, I don't care who you are, every builder in life goes through low moments. Am I right? We've all gone through some valley moments. What are those moments? What if I fail? What will people think? What if I'm not enough? What if people talk? Well, people are going to talk. What if people talk? Well, you see, Bishop, I'll start when things settle down. People have been waiting for 20 years for things to settle down. Am I right? You see, that word someday, everybody say that word. Someday. Say it again. Someday. No, don't say it again. Because someday is the dream killer. That's where most of you live. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's someday. Someday. Someday I'm going to build me a house. Someday I'm going to have a place to live. Someday I'm going to have a better job. Someday I'm going to go to church. Someday I'm going to get involved. Someday I'm going to really work for the kingdom of God. Well, that someday, when you're standing in front of him, looking at him in his eyes, which you will, you can say, well, Jesus, I was going to do it someday. And he's going to say, turn from me. Because you had your opportunity. I don't want him to do that to me. I want him to at least say, you gave it everything you got. You expended all of your energy in that area. So someday is a dream killer. Fear, everybody say fear. Fear is the cement that keeps your foundation unfinished. Fear is the cement that keeps your foundation unfinished. And delay, everybody say delay. Delay. Delay is the enemy of destiny. I'll delay, I'll delay, I'll delay. Noah, let's go back to Noah. Noah wasn't building in confidence. You say, oh, he was confident. I disagree with you. Noah wasn't building in confidence. He was building in obedience. Because he didn't know what he was doing. He was building in obedience. Now watch this. Faith, if it's really faith, faith doesn't say, I'm ready. Faith doesn't say, I'm ready. Faith says, Lord, I trust you. I may not be ready, but God thinks I am. What if David, when he faced Goliath, thought, you know he wasn't ready. He was just a young boy against a mammoth being, 10, 11 feet tall. His spearhead weighed probably 50 or 60 pounds. I mean, here's little old David. But God was with him. It makes a huge difference. I got so many stories that I could tell over time. I've got to pray for you. But so many things that I've watched over the years where God, it was impossible, and God did it anyway. God just did it. Faith says, Lord, I trust you. If you study anything about entrepreneurs, and there's some great entrepreneurs that built lasting companies, legacy. They didn't do it. In other words, they didn't do it because the conditions were perfect. Matter of fact, most of them built when conditions were not perfect. They did it because purpose was pressing. You find a need, purpose is pressing, and you fill that need. That's where the money is. You feel the need. But most of us don't see that. We think we have to find out what Gerald's doing to make it. But maybe God's got something for Gerald to do that he didn't ask me to do. Maybe he has something for me to do that doesn't make sense. How many people have seen some inventions that didn't make sense, but people made a lot of money on it? I mean, go on the TV, some of them commercials. It don't make sense. I thought, my Lord, I wouldn't do that. I just use a screwdriver for it. But they've got all these crazy things now. They did it because purpose was pressing. Families who build generational legacies do it because they want a foundation their children can stand on. People who build healthy marriages. How many people want a healthy marriage? How many people just want to be married? I see that hand, sister. How many people don't want to be married anymore? Thank you. I see that hand, sister. I'm seeing hands everywhere today. People who want to build healthy marriages don't wait until things are magically fixed. It don't work that way. I know it don't work that way. How do they do it then? They start to lay stones on a daily basis. They lay the groundwork on a daily basis. It's not going to happen overnight. But it has to have a foundation. Now watch this. The world isn't moved by dreamers. So I'm a dreamer. I'm going to move the world. No, the world isn't moved by dreamers. The world is transformed by builders. None of the skyscrapers you see downtown, it may have started a dream, but there had to be somebody that developed it. If not, we would drive downtown and we'd just see no buildings at all. If there was no developers, nobody that got involved, nobody that saw it completed or wanted to get involved in completing it. Am I right? So, the world is moved by builders. So what is something that I need to do, Bishop? What do I need to do and you need to do? Choose one thing. See, most of us want to do a lot of stuff, but choose one thing to start building on right now. One thing. Say, Bishop, give me 10 things. No, let's just start with one thing. I could tell you stories of people back in the church when I was pastoring all those people coming in, I've been called to preach. I said, you've been called to preach? Oh, yeah. Well, how long have you been coming to church here? 3 months. How many people have you ministered to? No, you don't understand, Bishop. Pastor, God has called me to a pulpit ministry. I said, then good. I'll go get a room and fill it full of pulpits and you preach to them. You see, everybody wants to do things. They're not up to the task. But they want to do it now. I just say, everybody say one thing. That's what we need to work on right now is one thing. So what do you mean, Bishop? In faith, start praying. I'm giving you some specifics. In faith, start praying consistently. Start to pray consistently. Choose a time every day that you pray consistently. Maybe start fasting once a week. It won't hurt you to fast. Steve, it won't hurt. Here's one that's really tough. Start reading scriptures daily. I don't care if it's one scripture. Read it. Read one scripture or read some scriptures daily. Then in your relationships, learn how to apologize. Oh, I'm not going to apologize for nothing. You need to learn to apologize. You need to learn to forgive. And then you need to learn to schedule times for those people that are really important in your life. Schedule some time. In your purpose or in purpose, start learning process. Start a learning process. What do you mean by that? Well, it may be higher education, but whatever it is, you need to start that process. For those who are interested in business, write a business plan. For where there is no vision, the people perish. You have to have a business plan. If it's going to be growth, watch this. Build discipline. I don't want to grow. Well, without discipline, baby, you ain't going to grow. If I had more money, no, you need to use what money you have now wisely. That's the fact. You have to build discipline. You have to build boundaries. You'll only go so far. You're not going anymore. And you have to do that with the devil. Now, you've pushed me far enough. I'm not going any further. And then you have to build courage to be able to stand when everything around you seems like it's failing. You have to have courage. Here's the key to everything we're talking about today. You don't need to build the whole structure today. Well, I want to build the whole structure. I want to get it done today. No, why don't you concentrate on just laying the first stone? Put up the first 2x4. Dig the first footer. And I'm talking about in the spirit. Start where you can and build on that. Here's the truth. God honors bold faith. God honors bold faith. Faith that lays stones, and he sees it. Faith that lays stones, not just dreams. He's not looking for you to lay dreams. He's looking for you to lay buildings, structures. James 2:17 says, faith without works is dead. How many people know that's in the Bible? Faith without works is dead. Here's the translation to that. If it isn't built, the translation, faith without works is dead. If it isn't built, it isn't believed. If you don't believe it, if you don't build it, you don't believe it. We want God to move mountains. I read the scripture every morning, that scripture. We want God to move mountains, but God just wants you to start mixing a little concrete. Are you with me now? It's the simple things. You want God, please open doors for me. I want some open doors. And God is simply saying, I want you to turn the doorknob. He said, you're not even turning the doorknob. But we keep praying, God, open doors. And I wonder, I prayed the same prayer, but how many of us, if the door was even open, we'd have enough sense to walk through it? When our faith meets God's power, when our faith meets God's power, the supernatural becomes structural. It becomes the structure. I'm almost through. Got another hour. We'll be all right. Here's the best news. Here's the best news in all this. You're not building alone. You're not building alone. Hebrews 3:4. Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. And in John 14:6, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the master architect. Do you agree? He designs your destiny. The Bible says he's the chief cornerstone. He holds everything together. He's the master carpenter. He builds what life broke. So if you're broke, he can build it back again. He says he's the way. He shows you where to go. The way. He shows you where to go. He's the truth. He gives you clarity. He is the life. He empowers your steps. Is that important? Yes. Let me tell you why. You, my friend, are not the contractor. See, we get in our mind, we're the contractor. We're not the contractor. We're the co-worker. We're not the contractor. We are the co-worker. Remember, Noah didn't build because of the forecast. He didn't have Channel 5, Channel 11. He didn't have the weather app. He didn't build because of the forecast. He built because of the word. He didn't wait for signs. Oh, I like this. He didn't wait for signs. He obeyed the God of signs. I want to obey the God of signs. And when the rain finally came for Noah, what he built saved his entire family. Your obedience today, say my obedience. It may save your future family. You don't have to say that. You have to live it. It may save your future family. It may save your marriage. It may save or build a legacy. It may develop the purpose that's been set forth in your life. It may produce a greater level of calling in your life. It may even help you build your faith. So don't just dream it. Build it. So I'll ask you this. What would your life look like? Tony, I'll ask you. What would your life look like if you stopped waiting? What would it look like? You stopped waiting and said, you know what? I'm going to start digging the foundation. I'm going to start building a little bit. I'm going to get the job done. All's through. I promise you, I'm going to pray for you. If Noah could build an ark without rain, think about it. If the wise man could build on rock while others scoff, if Jesus could build a kingdom with 12 ordinary men which were ornery and ignorant, we've got a chance here, folks. Then I say, what can God build through us? Through you. If we take the step today. Dreams are good. Is that correct? Dreams are good, but hear this, plans are better. Dreams are good, Pat. Plans are better. Obedience is best. But building in faith, that's where miracles manifest. So stop hoping. Stop hesitating, because that's what we do. That's our nature. Stop hoping. Stop hesitating. Stop saying one day or someday. This is your time. This is your day. This is your hour to build it bold. Not just dream it. Build it. Because Jesus is the way. He is the rock. And He is the builder. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand.